Free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And we're going to jump right back into your phone call. Still to come, the Silk Road is back. Version 2.0 hit the web, the dark web, that is, earlier today. We'll tell you all about it coming up here in a little bit. Your calls as well, 855-453. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. Let's go to Skype, actually. You can Skype into the show. Username LRN.FM. Jared is with us in Michigan. Jared, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, all. I was calling about the guy yesterday. Ian, you and Mark were going back and forth over whether the cops should take a complaint or not, and you're both kind of right about it. Like, Ian, you kind of did poo-poo what Mark was trying to tell you, but what he's saying, there is a lot of truth to it. If it's not in your jurisdiction, then you're kind of wasting time. It's not going to do anything.
If any old police officer comes out, because the issue was there was some guy who had having trouble on an Indian reservation, and the Indian reservation police weren't responding, and the other cops and the sheriff of the county was saying they couldn't do anything about it. So you're saying that if the county sheriff came out anyway and filed a report for the insurance company would reject it?
Oh, quick question. What state was this in, if you recall?
I don't recall.
Okay, how can I? Yeah, see, I'm going to try to cover this with being as entertaining as possible, which is almost impossible. Indian reservations, there's a lot of misconception about them, and a lot of what you hear people say is outright garbage. So I will set a few facts straight. Indian nations are not, quote unquote, sovereign nations. All federal law applies on Indian property. Many federal laws provide for exemptions, but I can promise you I have arrested numerous people on Indian reses. It's never been a problem because the federal government has jurisdiction under all of the reses. Now, as far as state law, if you were to Google Public Law 280, this is a topic that so many attorneys have spent their whole life dealing with, but it is a complete cluster. It is the most confusing, disastrous law that you could ever read in your life. And if you think any other section of law is complex, well, you ain't seen nothing yet until you read this. But the long story
is
jurisdiction under Indian land. For example, you have states that are called mandatory states. California is one, Alaska is one. All state law applies on Indian property. Therefore, the state police, local police, they would be able to come in and arrest you or do a report. But under federal law, civil law, such as health codes and whatnot, do not apply on Indian res. That's why in California, on the Indian reses, you can still smoke cigarettes in their casinos and restaurants because it's a civil matter, not a criminal matter.
I see.
Then you've got other states where, yeah, the state police outside of the highways have zero jurisdiction at all. You either have to go through the Bureau of Indian Affairs, or depending on how the state's set
up. Interestingly, this was a highway that the man was on.
No, he was calling from the highway.
State highway.
No, he was at a person's house when he was robbed. So unless the highway went through someone's house, which is pretty rare, that's the case.
Okay.
Correct. See, it's something back east that you guys don't have to deal with. I never had to deal with it when I lived back east also, but out west, I mean, it's a big thing. A lot of land is Indian res property, and a lot of them, yeah, state law just simply does not apply. And, I mean, the more you read it, if you go to Wiki, they have a little article on it, but if you just Google it, I mean, your mind will explode. I promise you guys, it is the most confusing thing you can ever read in your life. So it's such a complex issue, but I think the cop probably should have just given a report, if not for anything else other than
wouldn't respond.
Just for something for the insurance company to see,
yeah.
But they wouldn't have. It would have done zero past that. It wouldn't have done anything.
Yeah, that's all I was suggesting was that if these cops were actually oriented around customer service, they would have come out and they would have provided that service, but they're not incentivized to do those sorts of things.
And also, they're actually incentivized in the opposite direction, because if the Indian Reservation police find out that the state police will fill out a form for the insurance company, and basically that's what a stolen property form is. I mean, when they fill out these forms and says this was stolen, that was stolen, that was stolen, they don't have any expectation. Very few police officers have any expectation that they're going to find whatever was stolen, and certainly not in any kind of usable condition. So this is always just a form to give to the insurance company. If the Indian Reservation police find out that the state police will fill out that form for them, then the Indian Reservation police will never fill out another form like that again, and the state police are then directed in doing a job that's not theirs.
That's painting with a broad brush. I think there might be some truth to that, but it gets so complex, Mark, that I've seen things. For a quick example would be in Montana. I've seen an attorney general opinion that said that the average person can conceal carry a pistol on Indian Res property. Yet the attorney general, unfortunately, is wrong. In Montana, under Indian land, they're not a big mandatory state, so that does not apply. And no, the Indian reservations can keep people from carrying concealed weapons off of their property. So you even have things where even the state's highest law enforcement official can't even get something right, because it's just so complicated.
That's confusing. Amazing.
Oh, it is.
Stuff.
And the best thing they can do is to repeal the Indian Res property laws, because they're so outdated, they're so controversial, even amongst the Indian lobbyist, and I mean, it's just a throwback.
Right.
From
wouldn't
the
best thing to do would be to abolish the Bureau of Indian Affairs or Land Management or whatever it is.
Yes, and Canada did something very similar to that, which is why Indian Res property in Canada, I mean, you almost don't even notice that you're on their property, because it's completely under the same laws that everybody else is. They don't have special treatment. And look, a lot of Indian property, look at Foxwoods. I mean, a lot of them make out like bandits. Come on. A lot of them, they're millionaires. They're playing that card when anyone else should be able to open up a casino just like anyone else. So that whole
concept. No, they should be, but I don't have any desire to see the Indian reservations be under state law. I think they should have their own sovereign nations. I mean, they should truly be out from underneath any kind of
advocate, at the very least, equal protection under the law. It's not fair that certain people are judged by what type of blood is running through their veins if they have jurisdiction under state law within a certain state because of what federal law says and how that law was passed as per a public law 280. That is what's wrong. People are not treated equally under federal or state law, if applicable, when it comes to Indian reservations.
Jared, thanks for the call tonight. Sure. Appreciate hearing from you via Skype. Our Skype username again for you is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request. It will be approved, and it will be easy for you to get in touch with us from that point on. We're going to continue here with your calls and thoughts. Artie is with us. Artie, you're on Free Talk Live, and you're in Thailand.
Yes, I am.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, good evening to you.
What time is it over there in Thailand right now?
It's 8:15 in the morning.
Waking up with Ian and Mark in Thailand. Go ahead with your thoughts, Artie.
I was just calling in to comment on how it was not long ago that the U.S. government was spewing out how much of a national security threat Syria was to the U.S. citizens, and trying to get us to go to war and support it. The American public spoke out, said no, and no threats of nothing bad has happened, and I feel pretty. I mean, I'm in Thailand, so I'm gonna feel safer. But none of my family back home has been threatened, or their safety is not in jeopardy from Syria. Of course, it is from the government, but not from Syria. And it's really sad how quickly the government is willing to go drop bombs on people overseas, and tell his lies just to get some bombs thrown overseas, and it's just really sad.
Yeah, what you're pointing out here is sort of the seen versus the unseen, and a couple of months ago, I can't remember, 6 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it was, that it was a really big deal that the American people owed death and destruction to the Syrian people so that they could be safe. We're going to drop some bombs on them, big safe bombs, so that they can live a peaceful and happy life, and that was the story and the rhetoric, and it worked. It has worked. That story and that rhetoric has worked And there are plenty of people that will defend every time that it worked. Oh, yeah, that was necessarily necessary in Korea. It was necessary in Vietnam. It was necessary in Grenada. You pick the place, Iraq, Afghanistan. That was all necessary. But apparently it wasn't necessary in Syria, even though the government told us it was.
Good point tonight, Artie. I appreciate your call and enjoy your day there in Thailand. It's bright and early. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That Skype makes international calling so great.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. The word awake defines as wake up. Another definition is to bring back to consciousness, or the word alert. People who are into health might be running on a higher consciousness. Caring about our health and acting on those thoughts bring healing and peace. Imagine yourself being healthy. What a thought process. Let Life Change Tea help you obtain your health optimum. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and watch the tea go to work. The results are endless. Log on to getthetea.com and read the numerous testimonies. Awaken to Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or speak to our friendly operators, not computers, at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This product restores energy and helps with many sicknesses that are plaguing you. Awaken to Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all-natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control, toll free. The Silk Road, latest in the drama, the scenario with the Silk Road being shut down last month, now resurfacing. Rising Again, version 2.0, has hit the darknet. We'll tell you more about it here in a little bit. Also, more about Adam Kokesh being released from jail today on federal charges. He has pled guilty. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That toll-free number is brought to you by ProXPN.
So the podcast awards are going on right now. And if you go to podcastawards.com, you can vote for Free Talk Live. Now, we've won this award 5 times in the past. I think we're still the winningest podcast in podcastawards.com's history. But if not, you know, it's I congratulate anybody who is. Nonetheless, please go to podcastawards.com and vote for us. We use this award in sales and the marketing of the show to show that Free Talk Live not only has radio acceptability, but podcast acceptability, too. It's podcastawards.com. You can go there and vote for Free Talk Live and School Sucks and a variety of other sort of liberty-oriented programs. Free Talk Live's under the news and politics section at podcastawards.com.
All right. Yeah, that would be really appreciated. So back to the story about Adam Kokesh, just because we didn't get to the mainstream media coverage of this. He was released from jail today on an alleged plea deal. We've yet to actually talk to Adam himself, but a friend of the show, Jim Babb, was there in D.C. when he was released, and we did get Jim on the show to talk about this, the situation. So he is indeed out, and he's enjoying a few drinks, I believe, after having sat in a jail cell for several months. For the crime, the dastardly crime of openly carrying a weapon in D.C. Now, of course, Adam didn't hurt anybody. He did not threaten anyone with his firearm. He made a 30-second video and hefted a shotgun and racked it. Now, one could argue that that was kind of a threatening action, yeah. But it was clearly, you know, he wasn't threatening anyone in particular.
No one just died in the making of that video.
Right. No one had a gun pointed at them in the making of that video. He was simply just hefting the firearm, brandishing it, if you will, but not in any sort of threatening manner. And he was doing it for the purposes of television production. But anyway, all of that aside, they arrested him. He's been charged with felonies and now apparently has pleaded guilty. According to the Washington Post, he pled guilty today to various charges associated with the Independence Day incident in which he videotaped himself loading a shotgun in so-called Freedom Plaza. And, of course, ironically enough, he was arrested for it just blocks from the White House. Kokesh, who is 31, was ordered released from the D.C. jail where he has been for nearly 4 months, pending a January sentencing hearing. Now, this is the part I just don't understand about this, and I'm hoping when we talk to Adam that he'll be able to explain it. Because I'm certainly no lawyer, but I've spent a lot of time in courtrooms and courthouses, and I've never heard of a plea deal where the deal isn't done and on the table and signed and sealed and delivered. I mean, that when you take a plea deal, it's usually, I am going to claim I was guilty. You, in return, will issue this sentence.
No, not always. Judges have latitude in many states to give whatever they want to give as far as a plea goes. The prosecutor can make a recommendation. The judges will likely go with that recommendation because if they don't go with the recommendation, many judges have been prosecutors, mm-hmm. If they don't go with the recommendation, then they can see how the plea bargaining situation will fall apart over time. So if prosecutors are making a whole bunch of deals for low sentences so to get people to plea out, and the judges are like, nope, we're going to give them triple that. Bang! And sending people off to jail, pretty soon it's good. Word's going to get around at the county jail. Whoa, don't take any of these plea bargains. Take it all the way.
So what you're saying is that when you make a deal, the judge can reject the deal.
No. What I'm saying is the United States has a large variety of different legal jurisdictions, mm-hmm. and one can't say what happens in any one of those jurisdictions. I know for certain that in some of those jurisdictions,
federal in this case.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm not a lawyer, and what I'm giving you is not legal advice.
But what I just don't understand, you've given an explanation. What it sounded like you said was that a judge in some jurisdictions can just go ahead and reject the plea and go ahead and sentence in that case. In which case, that
no,
would
they don't
invalidate
reject the plea. They don't reject the plea. they, a person pleads.
So he knows that he's got an open-ended plea deal, basically, that this judge can sentence him up to 6 years in prison.
I don't know what Adam knows and what he doesn't know and what the judge can do and what they can't do, Ian. I don't know. What I'm telling you is that in some jurisdictions, when you plea, you are literally pleading. Please, please,
so
give me a lower sentence.
So he's throwing himself for mercy upon the court.
That's literally what you're doing in many jurisdictions. Mm. I don't know what it's like. I can't answer.
Yeah,
but I can tell you that in some, that's what it's like.
Interesting. So it doesn't sound like a plea deal as much as it is just simply he's pleading guilty. But we'll find out more, hopefully, when we get Adam on the show. The impromptu plea came during an unscheduled hearing.
It's a deal because he's out, right?
D.C. Superior Court, just 2 weeks after he pleaded not guilty to the charges and told Judge Patricia Broderick that he was exercising his constitutional rights. Now, Kokesh, as you may recall, this particular judge said that he was a danger to society or something to that effect previously, and that's why she wasn't granting him any bail conditions or bond. So if Adam Kokesh was such a threat to society before, why is he able to get out now?
Now, right.
I guess he really wasn't a threat to society after all, and she was just posturing. Anyway, going on, Kokesh, who had grown a long, thick beard while in custody, said he was replacing his attorney who had been involved in the case since Kokesh's arrest. Trial had been scheduled for November 18th, and Kokesh's supporters have been advocating for jury nullification in his case. But Wednesday, standing next to his new attorney, Kokesh pleaded guilty to carrying a rifle or shotgun, possession of an unregistered firearm, and unlawful possession of ammunition. In a separate case, Kokesh pleaded guilty to marijuana possession. Court papers show the prosecutors offered the plea deal in a Monday letter sent to Kokesh's attorney. So it does sound like a deal. In the letter, the assistant U.S. attorney said
wait a second. This is something written by a reporter. Do you want a reporter to be giving you the news when it comes to what happened?
No, I want Adam Kokesh to, but I'm going on all I have right now. So, going on, in the letter, Assistant U.S. Attorney Natalia Medina said, prosecutors believe that Kokesh tried to sneak a cell phone into the jail October 22nd. Medina wrote that if Kokesh accepted the plea, he would not face additional charges regarding the phone. Kokesh's attorney would seem like whatever the phone charges are probably dwarfed by the original charges.
Indeed it does.
Kokesh's attorney, Larry Copeland, said it was the second plea deal presented to his client. Copeland said he and Kokesh weren't concerned about the cell phone allegation, but weighed the offer. They said that we evaluated the case against him and the likely outcome and made a judgment that this was the best thing to do. Pending the January 17th sentencing hearing, Judge Broderick ordered Kokesh to stay out of the district, and he must report with supervisor.
That's my favorite part about this whole thing, is that...
We don't want you here.
Okay, so first he's too dangerous to let out of jail.
Yeah.
And then he's so dangerous he can't be in the district of criminals there, but that he must stay out of it. That somehow the golden children of light that lead us into the future, the politicians of truth and justice, they cannot be threatened by this evil, terrible troll. But the rest of you people outside of Washington, D.C., it's fine if he roams around free amongst you.
The judge also ordered that Kokesh not possess any firearms. Kokesh faces a maximum of more than 6 years in prison on the combined charges. So I guess we'll find out more on January 17th and more if we can get Adam on the show, which may happen tomorrow, but obviously can't make any promises. At this point, this is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines and radiation, or the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control, toll-free here. It's Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-FREE. And that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com with you here tonight. It's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Hey, and those features do include the webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Nemi is frequently found in that very same chat room because the chat room is built into the same page as the cam. They're both free, so go to freetalklive.com to enjoy that. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Your best chance at liberty in your lifetime? Well, you got to get together with other people who think like you. And if you love the ideas of liberty, then you really need to go and check out the Free State Project. It's now over 75% of the way to reaching the goal of 20,000 liberty-oriented people moving to New Hampshire. That's what Mark and I did. Nemi, she was born here. But Mark and I moved up from Florida. People have been moving from all over the country, in fact, around the world, to come to New Hampshire and to get active because we realized that there just aren't enough liberty-oriented people. There aren't enough people who care about freedom. And of those who do care about freedom, there aren't enough of them who are willing to actually stand up and do something about it. So the idea is let's get those doers together in the same place. And the Free State Project is working very well so far with over 1,400 people here in New Hampshire already as part of the Free State Project. They're early movers. So there's still thousands more who have yet to move. We need to reach the goal of 20,000 before a five-year move window opens up. So we've come early. We're just barely getting the ball rolling here, and already the Free State Project has been called the single greatest threat to the state. And that's a threat in a peaceful sort of way because we threaten to change the status quo. So go to freestateproject.org and learn more about it. So, big news hit the internet today, and this is bigger news, I think, than the news that started this whole just dramatic episode with the Silk Road. Of course, last month, a man named Ross Ulbricht was arrested and charged with being Dread Pirate Roberts. Dread Pirate Roberts is the anonymous individual who was operating the Silk Road. Now, the Silk Road is what? How would you all describe the Silk Road?
An anonymous underground place full of treachery and villainy and bad things for you.
No,
it's the
not at all.
It's the cantina from Star Wars on
yes,
the internet.
Yes, that's perfect, actually.
It's an internet anonymous place where you can acquire all kinds of interesting things. Lots of them happen to be drugs, but there are other things that are sold on the Silk Road as well. Lots of different categories of various different products and services that are available that might be a little bit hard to find on, say, eBay or Amazon or any other legal dealer. It was essentially the eBay of the black market.
There you go.
Where one could sell what they wanted to, although it was not really an eBay because it's not auctions, but it had a kind of some similar features like user ratings, for instance. Mm-hmm. And even though the users were anonymous on the site, they were still competing with one another for the business of
right.
the site's users.
Imagine eBay for a second. I mean, the buyer doesn't necessarily know who you are when it says, Big Ian 35, when you're selling whatever you're selling, but eBay knows who you are. Well, the only difference with the Silk Road is essentially
they don't know who you are.
Right. Silk Road doesn't know who you are either. So it's just Big Ian 35.
So there's a lot of neat factors about the Silk Road that really made it an amazing experiment that lasted 2.5 years, by the way. It was 2.5 years and billions of dollars worth of business being transacted worldwide. Just an absolutely incredible business, and of course Bitcoin made it all possible. Bitcoin and the anonymous network Tor, because you can't reach the Silk Road through the regular internet. You can't just open up your browser. I posted the URL to the new Silk Road earlier this afternoon, actually, on the Facebook and Google and all of those other places. I posted that, and if you were to click that with a regular web browser, it wouldn't know what to do with it.
It's not going anywhere.
It's a .onion. And a .onion link is something you can only reach through Tor, which stands for the Onion Router, and that is an anonymizing system for internet websites and visitors. So Silk Road was considered a hidden site, which means the FBI had to go through a lot of effort to take it down. They did successfully take the Silk Road down last month, and they did charge a man named Ross Ulbricht with the operation of the site. In fact, I've got an update on Ulbricht's case before we tell you more about the relaunch of the Silk Road, which is the big news of the day. At least as far as I'm concerned. This story from Forbes, and Forbes has been doing a good job of following the Silk Road case. The thin, tousled hair 29-year-old who stood before a judge in a downtown Manhattan courtroom Wednesday didn't look like an internet drug kingpin, and the lawyer defending him says he intends to show that he's not. Ross William Ulbricht, the alleged creator of the web's most popular anonymous drug bazaar, known as the Silk Road, appeared in a New York court for the first time Wednesday morning because he was originally arrested in San Francisco because the charging document was based out of the New York Federal District Court. They transported him to New York. Took him about a month, but they transported him to New York, where he's now facing those charges.
Interesting that you can do something in one place and get transported into another just because, well, that's what the bureaucrats say. You know, the internet mm-hmm. isn't a place, so committing a crime there is kind of confusing for our archaic judicial system that's evolved over 1,000 years.
Yeah, I think this is just where the bureaucrat was working,
yeah,
basically.
I should have said our archaic legal system, because this system really doesn't have much to do with justice.
Sure. So back to the story here. And again, Ulbricht hasn't actually harmed anybody. But going on,
there's some weird stuff about possible hits being put out. He hasn't harmed anyone in conjunction with running a
Well, he hasn't proven that he's run a marketplace.
But
and the hits allegations are very, very questionable. And we detailed those when we first originally talked about the case. I question all of those allegations by the federal agents in this case. But anyway, we go on here. He was appearing in the court for an uneventful hearing that established that he would have a bail hearing in just over 2 weeks, as well as a pretrial hearing within 30 days to hear the government's charges against him. Ulbricht wore blue prison scrubs over a brown T-shirt and answered the judge in short sentences like, "Yes, sir," and "I do," when asked if he understood the proceedings. In the courthouse hallway after the short hearing, Ulbricht's attorney, Joshua Dreitel, had much more to say, namely that Ulbricht is not the creator of the Silk Road, who used a pseudonym, the Dread Pirate Roberts, to run a lucrative online operation. The evidence can't establish that he is who they say he is or that he's done what they say he's done, Dreitel told reporters. He noted that he hasn't yet been given access to all of the government's evidence and has only met with Ulbricht for 25 minutes since he was extradited to New York from the Glenn Dyer facility in Oakland, California. But Dreitel says he has spoken to individuals close to his young client who have told him that he is an achiever, a loyal friend, someone who's never been in trouble, has no violence in his background whatsoever, and is not the person alleged in these charges. Dreitel, who has spent much of his career defending high-profile terrorist cases, says he intends to seek bail for Ulbricht at the November 21st hearing. He's a poster boy for bail, said Dreitel, noting that he would be willing to consider measures like electronic monitoring. Ulbricht arrived in New York Tuesday evening after being arrested more than a month ago in a San Francisco library. In criminal complaints against him, prosecutors have accused him of a vast narcotics conspiracy, as well as computer hacking, money laundering, and even murder for hire, based on alleged incidents in which he's accused of paying for the killings of a witness and an informant. The FBI has seized more than 174,000 bitcoins, which they say belong to Ulbricht and the Silk Road, worth close to $45 million. Based on the cryptocurrency's skyrocketing exchange rates. Dreitel said Ulbricht is now being held at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, so for anybody that wants to contact him, you would be able to get in touch with them and find out his address there. And was in good spirits for someone who has been in custody for a month. Dreitel did decline to say much about the facts of the case. He hinted that he may examine the possibility of so-called parallel construction, a hypothetical situation in which an agency like the NSA might have used its powerful surveillance tools to gather intelligence on Ulbricht and feed it to the FBI and Drug Enforcement Agency, who would then assemble other evidence to hide the NSA's role. Dreitel referred to a news story from Reuters.
You know, when you're talking about this virtual stuff, you're basically, it's a he said, she said situation, because the government could make up anything. I mean, how can they prove anything when they're just showing pictures of computer screens?
Right.
I mean, at any point, oh yeah, we had our computer whizzes whip this up so that you could have some evidence. And, here you go, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Here's an opportunity when Mr. Ulbricht actually wrote, "I'm guilty of being the Dread Pirate
right.
Roberts." Blah, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, it wouldn't be hard for them to plant
the state
evidence.
Rests.
They have a copy of the Silk Road server, so they can put whatever they want in there. 855-450-FREE. So that's the latest on the Ulbricht case. We'll come back with more and tell you what's going on with the Silk Road. There's great news with the release of Silk Road 2.0. More on the way. Your calls are welcome, and you're welcome to share your thoughts on the Silk Road and more. Coming up.
So I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip, which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart, or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the bitcoins safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous bitcoins can be done in a day, and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Chuck now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI. Oops. Sorry. Not the SACL CAI line.
Pro XPN.
It's now the Pro XPN line, and yeah, it's still the same number, though. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about the Silk Road. Version 2.0 has been released. We've got the details on that here in a moment. Also, we'll take your calls about absolutely anything. Bitcoins, of course, were one of the big subjects of conversation at the Keenvention. We had a Bitcoin panel. There was a Bitcoin meetup that there were dozens of people attending during Keenvention, and just throughout the weekend, lots of Bitcoin chatter amongst the attendees. Some people got their very first wallet for the first time. I know Derek J was actually hooking up Russell Canning, an old school civil disobedience activist, with his first Bitcoin wallet, and
yep, I have one too.
You got hooked up this weekend?
I got hooked up. This weekend I conducted my first Bitcoin transaction. Digitally.
Excellent.
Yeah.
For what?
It was for food.
Okay.
Of course I can tell you. Yeah, sure.
Some things you don't want to talk about with Bitcoin.
Mimi's hiring hookers.
That's right.
So we're using
If you do want to hire hookers with Bitcoin, it is potentially anonymous.
Yeah, that's true. You got to take a few extra steps to make it anonymous, but those, you know, if you do a little bit of research, it's not hard to figure those things out.
It's not hard.
In fact, blockchain.info
so says the hooker hire
can help you.
You know it. I know how to throw a party, Mark. Come on.
Blockchain.info can help you with anonymizing Bitcoin transactions, as I understand it. So
that's right. If you go to blockchain.info, you can get the best online wallet available. Look, I'm not recommending that you keep a small fortune in a blockchain account. Maybe a small fortune. A large fortune. I do not recommend you keep a large fortune in a blockchain.info wallet.
I got about $500 worth of mine.
Well, then now somebody's going to start hacking your account and see if they can get... They won't be able to get through blockchain's encryption, but they may very well be able to swipe your password. And that's a real problem for you. I mean, you've got to guard your own password. Mm-hmm. So if Ian, you use that same password over and over again and somebody has access to it on some other site, they can try it there, right?
Well, the blockchain has two-factor authentication as well. So you can, I'm pretty sure they do. When you log into their site, they'll send you one of those codes on your cell phone. So mm-hmm. The person would also have to have your cell phone as well in their hands in order to get in.
Very good. Well, I don't know if I necessarily get that every time. Anyway.
Well, if you don't have it turned on, that's your choice. You can turn on, I think, two-factor authentication. I'll double-check that, though, Mark.
Okay. blockchain.info to get the best wallet. And the one of the really great things about it, the thing I like the best, is the convenience. I can access it on my laptop, get the full effect. I can access it on my phone, so I can take my Bitcoins with me anywhere, do transactions anywhere, and do them quickly. Quick. It's easy. Blockchain.info.
Yeah, you can set your blockchain. I was correct. They do have the two-factor authentication. If I don't have my phone, I can't get into my blockchain account. So, and actually, I've got it hooked up. Well, anyway, I won't give you more detail about that. Yeah. But it's pretty simple, and it's very secure. The two-factor makes it so that somebody can't just jack your password. They would have to be able to jack your password and your phone. And if you've got an encrypted password or a password that is very hard to crack, then that's pretty unlikely. I mean, blockchain is a pretty damn secure way to hold Bitcoins online. And there's never been a real blockchain scam. You know, there's never been that I've ever seen. And we're tied into
accounts
the Bitcoin.
Accounts have been hacked. I mean, you know, not hacked.
Well, no, hacked are you right talking term. About socially engineered?
Socially engineered, I guess, is the right term.
Okay, because
right?
Social engineering is where you can just get somebody to give you their information. Like, I call you up, Nemi, and Nemi, I'm Officer such and such from the Swansea Police Department. We're going to need to get your password for your blockchain account. Can you give that over to us? I mean, that's not a very persuasive social engineer. But to somebody who was maybe persuaded easily by authority, they might hand over that information.
Right.
But, you know, something else, that's generally what social engineering is where you can trick someone into giving up the access. Hacking would suggest that you had gained access through some sort of electronic means.
I understand.
Cracking or something like that. So anyway, go to blockchain.info. It's a great site. Very handy stuff. Let's go to Farah. Farah is calling, or excuse me, Will is actually calling from Tennessee. Will,
you're see how you'd confuse Will and
Farah. There's two different names here on the Skype name. Hello there, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was having some conversations on social media today and heard you guys talking about, you know, Bitcoin and the Dread Pirate Roberts and things like that and legal issues that could come along with Bitcoin. And two things that kind of came up and I thought maybe you guys would want to discuss. The first one was currency versus commodity. What would you really view Bitcoin as? Even though it changes hands like a currency, it's traded like a commodity. It's mined.
Yep.
It's a finite resource like a commodity. And if it's a commodity, then technically it wouldn't be illegal to trade it. It wouldn't be considered a currency to be, you know, like prosecuted federally.
So here's what it is. Is it something designed to be a currency that is currently a commodity? People are buying and selling Bitcoins to some extent based on their belief in the future value of Bitcoins, that they believe that Bitcoins may take some or all of the currency transactions. It might be the currency of the future, or it might be one of the currencies of the future. And people are sort of buying and selling and trading Bitcoins to some extent for that. Now, it's getting used as a currency. People are buying food and, you know, hotel rooms and paying rent and doing a variety of things. You can go to egifter.com and get gift cards for, you know, just about every place, Amazon, Walmart, whatever it is that you want. And you can buy the things you want to buy essentially with Bitcoins. But a lot of what is driving Bitcoin is people getting into it for the commodity aspect.
Now, from a legal standpoint, do you think it would be better for Bitcoin activists to sort of define it as a commodity rhetorically rather than defining it as a currency rhetorically until the legal issues with, like, using anything besides a currency with the exception of a Federal Reserve note being a federal crime kind of thing? Do you think it would be better from that legal standpoint to push the definition of commodity rather than currency?
Regarding the legal aspect, I recommend that people recognize and reiterate that laws are written largely by criminals and thieves, and that we should talk about it every time. That when criminals and thieves define what illegal behavior is, that we probably should be doing the opposite of it.
Okay, fair enough.
I just don't know what else to say to that. I mean, when it comes, you know, the problem with the legal aspect is somebody somewhere, some government bureaucrat somewhere is going to say, well, we've got to define the legal aspect of Bitcoin. I guess we better go arrest somebody and make their life a living effing hell for a decade while we define what the legal aspect of this is. And at that point, Bitcoin will have passed them by, but this one person will be, you know, tied up on the train tracks of life.
Okay. Now, my other question, the other discussion that happened today, and I'm going to just give you this question and kind of and hang up and let you guys chew on it, is that with the recent jump, you know, and fluctuation in Bitcoin prices, do you think that there's any possibility of outside manipulation like what the banksters did with silver a few years ago with because of, you know, the way Bitcoin is created is the you know, what's the word I'm looking for here? The way people feel about Bitcoin is what drives its value.
That's true with any currency, or excuse me, any currency that's out there, and any commodity. So the way people, what drives gold's value is the way people feel about it.
Well, unlike the silver manipulation that we've seen and the gold manipulation, and the stories about that are that banks, these big banks, will sell people gold and silver on paper. So you get a paper certificate saying you own silver and gold, and it's being held for you somewhere. But when you actually try to cash in on those certificates, then for whatever reason, it takes the bank months in order to be able to fulfill your cash-in order on that gold and silver. And they're suspecting that the reason for that is because they're selling more gold and silver on paper than they actually have in stock than they could actually possibly fulfill, which means they're driving down the price of silver and gold by doing that because they're selling more than actually exists. Because otherwise, you know, if they actually sold what actually exists, then the price would be probably higher due to the high demand for these things. That's not possible with Bitcoin. Bitcoin's a very controlled situation. The rules are what they are. You can't get in there and crack the rules on Bitcoin. This is an encrypted system, and it's ironclad. I mean, it's just not even an option. So no, I don't think there's manipulation going on.
Well, there's okay. So then that means you don't understand how to manipulate a commodity market. The fact is that
I was about to say, couldn't you have someone that has a large amount of money and the buying power to purchase large amounts of Bitcoin to create a false scarcity that drives up the price of Bitcoin?
Well, so there's different techniques. There are different techniques for modifying and for, you know, influencing a commodity market to run a rush in either direction. And then so with like a pump and dump or I can't remember what the other one was. Pump and dump, and then the other one was, you know, drive it down and then buy it. There's ways to do that. But at the very least, you know, in these circumstances, there's no fraud as far as you owning the actual commodity.
We'll come back with more here. Thanks, Will, for the call. Hour 3 is next. More Bitcoin and Silk Road talk on the way.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Get ready, get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot. Beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts or floor 'em with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.